Introduction. In this audiobook, you will find the secrets to prosperity. All you have to do is act on them, make them your own. If you simply want to get rich, there is more than enough information and inspiration here to show you the way. So what is prosperity? It encompasses wealth, which the Oxford English Dictionary defines as an instance or kind of prosperity. But whereas wealth is simply the possession of money or assets, or the process of getting more and keeping more for ourselves, prosperity is the state of flourishing, thriving, or succeeding. In short, wealth is about money, but prosperity is about life. Taking in the wider ideas of good fortune, abundance, and well-being, including the well-being of other people. John Wesley, the great religious reformer, told people to make all you can, save all you can, give all you can. Andrew Carnegie, perhaps history's most famous philanthropist and the founder of thousands of free libraries, noted, "No man becomes rich unless he enriches others." More recently, the authors of The 1 Minute Millionaire provided a similar creed for the enlightened person. "I make millions, I save millions, I invest millions, I give millions away." 50 Prosperity Classics celebrates the act of wealth creation, but it also recognizes the joy of giving. Prosperity is best appreciated as a circle in which money is first attracted and created, then managed well and shared to good effect. Prosperity suggests that we are stewards of wealth who create it from existing resources and eventually give it back in some form. There is no real satisfaction to be gained by the thoughtless plunder of natural resources just to make profits, or by being a mindless consumer. However, wealth that is created in a way that involves the least possible harm to people and the planet is certainly part of the circle of prosperity. For this reason, this book covers titles that celebrate sustainable wealth, including Hawkins' Natural Capitalism, The Body Shop founder Anita Roderick's autobiography Business as Unusual, and Your Money or Your Life, a seminal, simpler living guide. While many would argue that it is the fantastic growth in wealth over the last century that has caused our environmental problems, it is also true that without continued prosperity, we will lack the resources to research and invest in new energy sources, for instance, or repair what has been damaged. For some, there is still a stigma attached to the pursuit of wealth. However, if you understand wealth creation as part of the larger concept of prosperity, nothing should hold you back. You have a duty to yourself and the world to maximize resources, use your imagination, and work hard to bring new, valuable things into being. In taking this larger view, you may find that it is possible both to be well off financially and to live with a good conscience. What's inside? 50 Prosperity Classics covers many of the great writings on wealth and abundance. Titles on the attraction of wealth clearly constitute a whole genre on their own, and a selection of them is covered here. Business biographies try to inspire or re-inspire the entrepreneur in you, and the titles on personal finance aim to provide a vital, practical education in how to manage and grow what you have. Wealth creation does not happen in a societal vacuum. Therefore, also highlighted are some of the landmark titles and most thought-provoking reads in economics and political economy. The book also highlights a handful of inspiring titles on how to give wealth away intelligently to those who will do most with it. There is a natural divide between books relating to prosperity consciousness, or the inner or psychological aspects of creating wealth, and more worldly titles on the nuts and bolts of personal finance, entrepreneurship, and economics. 50 Prosperity Classics aims to bridge this divide. If you are naturally drawn to the philosophical aspects of prosperity, you will learn much from the commentaries on investing, finance, and economics. If you are well read in these more practical areas, you may have your eyes or heart opened by the more metaphysical classics of abundance. Your ultimate aim should be to integrate both, so that you become a master of the inner and the outer game of wealth, and are able to make a real contribution to the betterment of other people's lives. The titles in the book can be organized according to its four elements: attracting, creating, managing, and sharing wealth. Though it is divided into 50 chapters, the book is designed to be like a conversation that introduces you to the many and varied ideas it contains. Attract It: Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth and Abundance. We tend to think of wealth as involving the ability to shape the world around us to profitable ends. Yet wealth really begins in the mind, with your ideas, vision, beliefs, and character. You attract or repel wealth according to what you think and believe about yourself. Therefore, it's never a waste of time to work on your own development. Aristotle said, "The hardest victory is the victory over self." But it is a victory that enables you to win in all other aspects of life. James Allen's The Path of Prosperity underscores this concept, noting that a disciplined mind and a focus on serving others are basic to the achievement of any prosperity. Napoleon Hill comments in The Master Key to Riches that definiteness of purpose and a desire to go the extra mile are essential to creating value, and by extension, wealth. Max Weber's famous essay, The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism, argues that the early Protestant merchants were able to attract fortunes as a direct result of their intense preoccupation with the personal virtues of honesty and frugality. Books on achieving prosperity consciousness now have a high profile thanks to the success of contemporary titles such as The Secret. But this genre has a heritage going back almost a century. Charles Fillmore's book, Prosperity, for instance, and the writings of Genevieve Varenne introduced readers to the metaphysical basis of prosperity, noting that feelings of lack simply indicate a separation from the source, God or the universe, a lack that can easily be remedied through prayer, affirmation, or visualization. Later in the 20th century, writers such as Catherine Ponder kept these ideas alive before the books of Esther and Jerry Hicks and Rhonda Byrne created an explosion of new interest in the idea that our emotional state of being can act as a magnet that attracts wealth. In Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Harv Eker demonstrates the primary importance of this inner game by showing how each of us has a financial blueprint that either allows money to flow to us or stops us. You can change the blueprint, but the first step is to become a person open to opportunities rather than focused on complaints. In her 1980s bestseller, Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow, Marcia Sinatar asserts that the key to an abundant life is simply doing work you love. Not only does this lead to excellence in what you produce, which tends to attract more rewards, but aligning your life with your deepest values and talents creates a well of sustainable happiness. All of these titles have a common thread. Prosperity begins with prosperous thoughts, which in turn set up an emotional state that can only attract good into your life. Create It: Secrets of the Wealth Creator. Once the psychological aspects of prosperity are understood, we can turn to the actual business of creating wealth. Conventional wisdom suggests that there is no substitute for learning as we go, yet the smart wealth creator will want to stand on the shoulders of giants, absorbing the rich wisdom stored in business biographies. P.T. Barnum is often described as the world's greatest showman, but in his 1880 success manual, he advises surprisingly simple ingredients for achieving prosperity: good health, personal character, the right vocation, and the right location to practice it in. Conrad Hilton, who built a rundown hostelry in a mining town into a global hotel chain, was told by his parents that prayer and work were the basic elements of success in life. But his own experience added a third element, the need to dream and think big. When times are tough, as they were for him during the Depression, a powerful vision may be the only thing you have to pull you along. For Bill Gates, such a big vision was instrumental in building the world's largest private fortune. No one really anticipated the personal computing boom, but his dream of a computer on everyone's desk, running software that was easy enough for his mother to use, ensure that Microsoft was ready to seize any opportunity that came its way. And, although he attributes much of his success to being a master dealmaker, Donald Trump has also risen to the top of his field through his ability to think big.